A groundbreaking study into what may cause ALS was recently released by a researcher at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. According to ScienceDaily.com, scientists pinpointed an error in protein formation that could be the root of ALS. Commonly referred to as Lou Gehrig disease, ALS is a progressive degenerative disease that affects nerve cells in the brain and the spinal cord. Raising funds for ongoing research is part of the reason for next weekend's Down East Walk to Defeat ALS in Greenville. The nonprofit Jim Catfish Hunter chapter hopes to educate the public with the event, which will raise money to help fund research and connect families who are affected by the disease. Michael Peterson has more.
According to the ALS Association, approximately 5,600 people in the U.S. are diagnosed with ALS each year. The incidence of ALS is 2 per 100,000 people. As many as 30,000 Americans have the disease at any given time. The beginning stages of ALS include muscle weakness in the hands, arms, legs, or mouth. Symptoms may include thick speech, difficulty projecting, trouble swallowing or breathing, and cramping of muscles in the hands and feet. In more advanced stages, motor neurons die, causing impeded muscle movement. Motor control loss eventually leads to paralysis.
It's an ugly, suffering disease, and I would love to see the day where no one else has to suffer from it.
Development coordinator Laura Cowan from the ALS Association's Jim Catfish Hunter chapter explains the challenges people with ALS face every day.
You lose your ability to use your arms and legs. That ability is not going to return. No matter how much physical therapy, your body is not going to be able to walk again or lift your hand up again or grip something. So a lot of the challenges that come with ALS are just adapting to what can sometimes be day-to-day changes. We often say that with ALS, you're looking to find a new normal. Each day can be a little bit different in terms of how ALS has changed your body.
There is a known hereditary factor that occurs in families with ALS, but in most cases, ALS has no known cause. New research has found an increased risk of ALS in U.S. veterans and those who've experienced head trauma or head injury through contact sports. June Thompson founded the ALS Association's North Carolina chapter in 1987 to help ALS patients and caregivers. In 2002, the group renamed itself the Jim Catfish Hunter chapter, paying tribute to the North Carolina baseball hero who died of the disease in 1999 at age 53.
Jim Catfish Hunter is from Hertford, North Carolina, which is kind of in the northeastern part of the state, and he was a Major League Baseball player. He actually played for the Yankees, which is also who Lou Gehrig played for. And Catfish Hunter had ALS, and so when our chapter was getting started, we took his name for the name recognition because we have people who are involved with the walk solely because they grew up in the era of watching Catfish Hunter, and that's how they learned about ALS.
Hunter was the first pitcher since 1915 to win 200 games by age 31. He retired in 1979 after developing persistent arm problems. He was diagnosed in his early 50s. For 10 years, the Down East Walk to Defeat ALS event has supported the nonprofit group's research to find a cure for ALS. Development coordinator Laura Cowan says anyone can participate in the walk, which is only 2 miles.
It's handicap accessible, and we have some vendors on hand who can help assist with a motorized wheelchair to use for the walk if you need to. And it's a paved trail, and leashed animals are welcome, children are welcome, strollers. Bring your family and your friends for a really fun morning.
The group hopes to raise $75,000. Cowan tells us the money will be used for care management, medical equipment loan program, support groups, and ALS research.
We also have statewide sponsors and national sponsors, but the bulk of the funds raised at the Down East Walk come from family teams who maybe have had someone pass away from ALS over the years, or maybe they know someone who is living with the disease right now, and they've chosen to honor that person by raising money and coming out to the walk.
More teams mean a better opportunity for fundraising and increased awareness of ALS. The Downey's Walk to Defeat ALS will take place April 12th at Alice F. Keene Park in Greenville. Walk check-in begins at 8:30 and the walk starts at 10 a.m. If you want to find out about next weekend's event, go to webmc.alsa.org. You can also find a link at our website, publicradioeast.org. Just look for this story. I'm Michael Peterson.